Good morning, Dave. We have ourselves some fog out there in the lower and central parts of the Midwest, primarily from Illinois and parts of Missouri over to Ohio and into parts of Michigan. And this is, again, a byproduct of our very cool soil temperatures and what snow we used to have around in parts of the region and the warmer air that's overrunning into the region. That always results in some foggy conditions. And we're going to see that kind of hang around for a little while longer. We also have a storm system that's going to be brewing to our south as we move forward through this next 24-hour period. I don't expect much precipitation, if any, to occur across the Midwest today, but I think as we go into the day tomorrow, Friday, and on into early Saturday, there will be widespread rain and some thunderstorms that will occur from portions of southern Missouri through a big part of central and southern Illinois to Ohio and southward through Kentucky and down into the Tennessee River Basin. The rainfall with this event will likely run from 3/4 of an inch upwards to a maximum of around 2 inches. And that will be on top of, obviously, saturated soil. And we just recently were reducing some of the flood water that was left over from the last storm system. Unfortunately, this will create more flooding across parts of the lower Midwest and will probably experience standing water in some wheat fields for an extended period of time that could very well lead to some smothering and some loss in some of the production area, but only in those low-lying areas and in areas that are not draining very well. In the meantime, we have quite a bit of dry weather still prevailing in the western and northern portions of the Midwest, and that's not likely to change much as we move forward through this next 10-day period. There will be not only dry conditions, but warmer than normal temperatures in some areas, and that will likely exacerbate the drying tendency. Over the last 30 days, it's been much drier than normal from Kansas, Nebraska, even Oklahoma, up across parts of Iowa into Wisconsin and Michigan, even parts of Minnesota. These areas have seen less than half of normal precipitation for this time of the year, and some areas saw less than 25% of normal precipitation, very dry. Well, now we've got temperatures that are very warm also occurring in parts of this region. Nebraska, western Iowa, portions of Kansas and western Missouri are going to be seeing a regular occurrence of 60 and 70-degree highs over this next 2 to 5 days, and that's going to likely exacerbate the drying tendency. Will likely evaporate moisture from the ground at a fairly quick pace and raise more concern about the long-term outlook. But it's still only mid-March, and we still have plenty of opportunity for changes to take place, and we think that will likely evolve. In fact, just as early as about the latter part of next week, around the 19th through the 21st, we'll have our first storm system of size begin to move through these areas and maybe bring some relief. It's not a guaranteed deal, but at least it looks fairly good at the moment. Well, in the meantime, we'll see temperatures in the northern Midwest only in the 30s and 40s next couple of days, and in fact, on into a part of the weekend for some areas. The lower Midwest will eventually work its way into some 50s and 60-degree readings. Now, with all the rain and thunderstorms coming up here for tomorrow into Saturday, it'll be difficult for us to really experience the true meaning of the warmth. But once the sun comes back out late in the weekend, early next week, we will notice the temperatures climb rather swiftly. Down in South America, everything is status quo. Most of Brazil is seeing some rainfall at one time or another in the next 10 days. But the wettest conditions will be in the center west and center south crop areas. We'll likely see some delay in farming activity, but not much. And in Argentina, a good drying biased trend will likely prevail over a big part of the next week with temperatures above average. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.